I'm Tom McKinnon.
And I'm Beth Bartel. This is How on Earth, the show that makes you smarter. Today is Tuesday, December 20th, 2011.
Coming up, we check out some high-tech stocking stuffers for Christmas, including what we've all been pining for, an automatic ditch cleaner.
You're tuned to How on Earth, the KGNU Science Show. Right now, you're listening to a song named The Happy Irrigation Ditch, which is actually the topic of our next story. It's about an unconventional stocking stuffer for that special person on your list. And this gift involves irrigation ditches. For more, here's KGNU's Roger Wendell.
I have a great gift idea for this holiday season. What I'm thinking of is a self-cleaning trash screen for irrigation ditches. I know what you're thinking. You're saying to yourself that a self-cleaning trash screen is nothing more than a Rube Goldberg device. Ah, but you're wrong. Self-cleaning trash screens are all the rage around Colorado, especially in areas like Delta, Montrose, or Grand Junction, where they use a lot of irrigation or what they call ditch water. Self-cleaning trash screens are simple yet effective mechanical devices for removing twigs, branches, trash, and even small animals from an irrigation ditch before that same water is funneled into pipes, tubes, and sprinklers for use out on the fields. A typical self-cleaning device is comprised of a water paddle wheel, bicycle chain, and revolving screen conveyor belt. The paddle wheel is about the size of a truck tire, and the cleaning screen conveyor is about the length of an ironing board. The whole assembly is the size of one of those blue postal mailboxes out on the street corner. The self-cleaning trash screen device is mounted in a metal frame that's lowered into the water. The rotating screen or conveyor belt is set at about a 45-degree angle with ditch water running through the bottom third. That same running flow of water is also used to turn the device's paddle wheel. The half-submerged paddle wheel turns the screen conveyor belt by way of the bicycle chain. Any debris floating down the irrigation ditch is captured by the moving screen and lifted out of the water, where it is unceremoniously dumped into a bucket or box at the end of the conveyor. So what happens is this. The moving water powers the paddle wheel, which turns the screen to lift the trash out of the water. Although it's not a perpetual motion machine, a self-cleaning trash screen requires no fuel, no wires, and no Wi-Fi connection. What you get are debris-free irrigation pipes and the perfect gift for this holiday season. For KGNU, I'm Roger Wendell.
Thanks to Roger for that report. And if you'd like to see this amazing cleaning product in action, making an irrigation ditch clean and happy, go to our website, howonearthradio.org. That's all for this edition of How on Earth. Our executive producer is Tom McKinnon. Today's show was produced and engineered by Shelley Schlender. Josh Cutler, a.k.a. Techler, wrote and produced our theme music. And The Happy Irrigation Ditch was performed by, I'm going to do my best on this one, Zheng Sihua.
Visit our website at howonearthradio.org. Podcasts of our show are available there through iTunes. Questions, comments, call the KGNU comment line at 303-447-9911. For How on Earth, the KGNU Science Show, I'm Tom McKinnon.
And I'm Beth Bartel.